A kid zone that was actually my grandson. They ask questions. They actually get little rewards for asking good questions. So he asked me, so how did God make us? And I said, well, out of dirt he spoke it and he made us. And then he created systems by which we could populate. And he looked at me with these eyes and said, systems? What systems? So I said, time to go home. Precious kids. So if you get those questions at home, just please answer them. Anyway, I want to continue on. It's out of Joshua. And Joshua has led Israel to the Jordan River. Moses is dead. He's been handed the leadership. And now they are facing the promised land. But to get to the promised land, they have to cross the Jordan River. And this is the commandment he gave to them in Joshua chapter 3. He says, he told the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And he said that the ark will go, that God told him the ark will go before you. So that means the presence of God will go before you, and you follow the ark. And when you go in the river stops. So tomorrow. So I just want to say that is a prophetic declaration for you. Consecrate you today, for tomorrow an amazing miracle is going to take place. So the question to me is, why? Why consecrate? And what does that really mean? And I just want to say that consecrate means set yourself apart for God's will and purpose. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but your will be done. Now Joshua, my friends, could have entered the promised land easily. Do you know how he could? I have been at the Jordan River, and it's not any wider than this church. He could have swam across. He could have get a canoe. And even with holes in it, he could have made it across. His wife, his children, his dog, he could have made it across. And he could have sat on the other side of the promised land and said, I make it. And I'm sharing this with you because I feel that sometimes us Christians think, I just made it. Of course, the Jordan River, I made it into the promised land, which is really the promises of God. I made it. And I'm so blessed to be in heaven. But Joshua wasn't called to just bring himself across the Jordan River and just bring himself and his family across the Jordan River. He was asked to bring the whole next generation across the river. Do you know what this church is called to do? To bring people across the river into the promised land, which is the kingdom of God. So on Tuesday, we have the most easy and amazing way of saying to our neighbors, come. You don't even have to share the gospel. You can just say, come to Alpha. Okay, I know you're thinking, Hans, that was tricky. How many have neighbors and friends who do not know Jesus, but they may have questions? Bring them. Here's the second reason I believe that Joshua need to declare, consecrate yourself. One was several of the tribes didn't want to go. If you read in Numbers 32, there was two tribes. They were happy living on that side of the Jordan River. And Moses was angry with them and saying, are you going to sit here while your brothers go and fight the battles? So my friends, one of the things about consecration is becoming one in heart and mind, going in the same direction. Are you ready to go in the same direction with the Spirit of God leads? It is not just for us to enjoy the presence. It is for us to reach a lost generation that has no idea who this Jesus is. And this Alpha is just an easy tool, but not the only tool. There's lots of other ways of doing this. 1,000 years later, there's a man standing at the same river. I mean, knows who he is. His name is John the Baptist. And he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Who is this King of Kings, and who is this ushering in the kingdom? It's Jesus. And he's about to enter into the world to preach the same one: repent, for the kingdom of God is near. So what is this repenting and consecration? My friends, in the Genesis, it says that Adam and Eve listened to the enemy, remember? And when they listen to the enemy, they believe that they become gods. There are many kingdoms in the world, but one of them is when people decide they're going to be God. And so repentance, my friends, is I am not going to be God. There is a God. Repentance is I'm not going to be in control of my life. I'm going to let the Lord be in control of my life. And so Jesus comes and ushers in the kingdom with signs and wonders. And then he goes to tell the disciples, "I've given you," I believe it's Matthew 16, "I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." Keys. What it means is that wherever you share the good news of the gospel, people are going to be set free from sin, shame, and guilt. But wherever you do not, and they resist it, and they refuse to receive it, they will not go into the place called heaven. Are you with me? Jesus says to you and I, how many here are disciples of Jesus? He's saying to you and I, "Here are the keys, Holly. Now use them." Now use them, Keith, Holly, use them. And I know how difficult it is, and how many of you probably have tried, and the door was shut in your face, and you are a little bit resistant. But that's why sometimes to just invite somebody can be the easiest thing to do. Amen? It seems to me that whenever the Holy Spirit calls for a time of consecration, there's a miracles about to take place. He told the disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." And then he told them, "Go and wait in Jerusalem for however long it takes." I believe in that 10 days they waited, it was a time of consecration, getting ready for the miracles of God. It's not only in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament. Daniel consecrated himself. Nehemiah consecrated himself. Moses consecrated himself for 40 years in the backside of the desert. I believe there is a call to the church today to consecrate itself for the miracle that's coming tomorrow. In Acts chapter 4, they gather together. The Holy Spirit has come, and they gather together. And as they gather together, the whole place shook up. And it says they were one in heart and in mind. When the Spirit comes to consecrate us, we become one in heart and mind. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. The sermon, the message of the gospel brings people into the kingdom. And you have the keys. Peter said in his first sermon, recorded, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you receive the Holy Spirit. I heard the story about Eva. Eva was on the bus going to skiing, grade 5 skiing trip on Thursday, last Friday. I asked Eva if I can share her testimony, and she said I could. And she said, I was sitting there, and there was a boy beside me, and the boy said, so what's it like to be a child of God? And Eva proceeded to explain to the boy what it meant to be a child of God. And Alex was there, and he was just cheering her on and says, I don't know what he said, preacher sister, but he said something. Now hear me, then Eva got home to Grandma and said, Grandma, I think I want to be a pastor when I grow up. Do you know what she just experienced? She experienced the joy of the Holy Spirit sharing her faith with another child. Do you know what she was doing? She was trying to take the child and bring him across into the kingdom of heaven. And it's so simple and straightforward that even a child can do it. Amen? Let's stand.